Hi, I'm Call Assist by Google, recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. Before I try to connect you, can I ask what you're calling about?
Home care service for the patient.
Okay, one last thing before I transfer you. Can I ask who I'm speaking to?
Shira.
Okay, let me try to get the person you're trying to reach on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Walter? Rex?
No, this is his daughter, Jeannie.
Hi. Jeannie, my name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First. I think maybe you reached out to us in regards to signing up to be his caregiver or someone to be his caregiver for him to get enrolled
yeah, someone,
in the program?
Yeah, someone to be a caregiver. I did meet with somebody this morning and did paperwork with her.
Right. So I just wanted to continue the enrollment process with you guys to see if he's eligible for the services so she'll have a job so she can get paid through the state. You do understand the enrollment process, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not sure where you're up to or anything. Has anybody spoken to you about it? Do you have an agency? Like, where are you holding?
No, nobody's talked to me about that. I just need to find somebody.
Okay. So the waiver program is a program that the state provides. So, you know, they keep patients and participants out of the nursing home and rehab. It's where they can choose who they want to be their caregiver, and the state will provide financial coverage for that. Now, in order for the county to find Walter approved, he has to go through a process. That's where the agency comes in. As the enrollment coordinator, I'd walk you through the process. Then we would onboard the caregiver that you would want, and we would make sure that the caregiver is getting regularly paid weekly, and we set all of that up.
Okay.
I know that someone from the company has spoken to you before, so it's not a random call. I think Jasmine spoke to you, and then Allison spoke to you. So do you recall them speaking
yes.
to you about this? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So where is Walter now? Because the first step of the process is him getting scheduled with the IEB with his first assessment.
He's at Quakertown Center.
Okay. So when are you going to go see him next?
I said I would catch up with him on the weekend. On the weekends, Saturday and Sundays, my son picks him up and brings him back to the house, brings him to his place, and he goes there, hangs out there for a couple hours.
You don't see him between now and then, correct?
No, I'm not going to see him between now and then.
Okay. So any questions about the enrollment process at all before I continue?
No.
Okay. What needs to happen is Walter needs to call. You have to call in with Walter, or he needs to call in on his own. I don't know his capability. I don't know what he can do and can't do, but he has to call in, and you guys have to schedule an assessment with the IEB. I'm sure Allison would have told you a little bit about it, but because
yeah.
you're not going to see him for a while, I think it would be best if I gave you the number, and when you're together, you take 20 minutes to make this phone call because it's very important.
Yeah, I mean, I can catch up with him tomorrow after work.
You can go down to him?
Yeah, I can catch up with him tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm not going to be in the office till maybe Sunday. So what I would go ahead and do is let me give you the IEB's number, and you just call in with him tomorrow together, and I'll touch base with you again on Sunday.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Or do you want to call me Sunday? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Are you going to be with him Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to be with him on Sunday.
Okay. So let me give you the number. Try calling in with him tomorrow. If you're unsuccessful, we'll do it again on Sunday. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, hold on 1 second. All right, go ahead with the number.
It is 877. 550.
Okay.
4227.
4227. All right.
All righty.
Yes.
Beautiful. So we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye.